Wow, John. So, John, I went to high school at Hemphill High School and grew up in Westmoreland County. And I'm always surprised to find another poet from that part of the world. So it's great to meet you. Thank you. My name is Julia Spiker Kasdorf, and I'm going to read from a book called Shale Play that is a work of documentary poetry with photographs. And it took me back to Westmoreland County, to Fayette County, the county south, and then also to a couple counties in north central Pennsylvania to talk to people who've been impacted by fracking. All kinds of people, including workers. But I'd like to start by reading a fairly longish monologue that features the voice of a woman from Fayette County. So that's where Uniontown is, if you know where that is. And I think what I'll do, the book is, it includes photographs by Steven Rubin, such as this one and that one. I'll read this and then I'll show you the pictures after. It's always been my fantasy to be the teacher in the front of the room holding up the pictures. A mother near the West Virginia line considers the public health. The industry thinks I'm too dumb to back down. They don't know I do this for my mom and dad. They were 69 and 71. He had pulmonary fibrosis, worked with asbestos all his life. She grew up near the coke ovens, back when kids were sent into the mines to pick coal. So they both had lung problems. But their home, the next holla over, sits 350 feet from a compressor station. We sealed the house, set up an air scrubber, but four of their neighbors passed last year, too. We bought the coal rights to our 115 acres because we know the company will come right up to your front door, but we let the gas rights go, just didn't see this coming. A gentleman from New Jersey leased our land. One day, we come home to find pink ribbons tied in the field, then bulldozers. They put in four shallow wells and a Marcellus well on a 5-acre pad, 700 feet from our porch. The workers come in by the busload. All those strangers on our land 24/7 could have been rapists or pedophiles. For about a year, they didn't have a portage on. I looked out my window one morning to a guy peeing in the driveway. The dog brought in used toilet paper. The workers have to be young, strong, kids in trucks, 12 to 16 hours a day that should be placarded hazardous waste. They live on junk food. I know because we picked up the wrappers. Then our dog disappeared. We saw Sarah's tracks go right up to the well pad. When crayfish died in our spring, we knew the methane had migrated. Now you can light it on fire. Our neighbor put in a water line. We guessed their well had gone bad and they settled, but they paid for it themselves. We had water buffaloes 2 years before we paid to run a line in from the road. When they laid the gas pipeline, those big trucks drove over our water line and busted it up. When I hollered at the drivers, I got dragged into court. Me and our son, 4 years old then, both got an injunction. They tried to say I'm an unfit mother too, but the judge wouldn't hear it. I look at pictures from my little one at that time, and he has the same dark circles under his eyes as the Hallowitch kids. He'd get terrible stomach pains, nothing we could do to hold him. My older boy had the nosebleeds and rashes. I couldn't keep him inside all the time. I'll show you pictures. If you speak up, you get more security. We had guards here 24/7, armed and unlicensed in Pennsylvania. They got real interested in my walks down by the creek. One asked me, "What do you do down there in the evening?" I said, "I walk and I have pawpaw trees. Want to come along?" He could have used the exercise. So he walked with us, and I got to know the night guard. His mom was sick the same time mine was. We're still in touch on Facebook. They drilled the gas pipeline on a weekend, didn't go where the DEP said, so it blew out in our creek. Bentonite and residual waste clouding clean water stocked with trout. That's when I cried. That creek flows into the Mon, and people get their drinking water out of that river. Another side effect of the drilling no one thinks about is all the swearing, and it's not just the men. Alternative waste disposal on site means they can bury radioactive drill cuttings in your yard. When they drained the frack pits, they shook the tarp and bulldozed the sludge into the ground too. There's places we mow now, but we don't feed that hay to our horses. I can't dig or plant a post there. Why don't they tell us not to grow food or let beef graze back there? The stock sale registers animals now. So if I sell hay to a neighbor, he sells his steer, someone's sick from the meat, that comes back to me. People collect royalties on this well a mile away. We just care for the place and pay taxes. The well tenders come about once a week to the shallow wells and every day to the Marcellus. Two or three times a week, water trucks come in here and draw brine. And every 2 weeks, they blow it down so whatever's on the line goes into the air. Once the brine tank vented for 45 minutes. My horse's eyes swelled shut and one eye went blind. They've had the nosebleeds. There's a big gum tree near the well that loses its leaves in the middle of summer. We saw clouds of silica sand blow off train cars over the Little League field, and someone was holding a newborn there with us in the stands. When I complained about them parking silica trains by the elementary school, the gentleman said, "It's just sand. Your kids play in it." We didn't have internet before this, but you have to follow the permits because the industry tells you nothing. You have to go to the courthouse and pull your file. And when you find out what they did to your land, you're just sick. Let them think I'm too dumb to back down. My son won't play on any T-ball team with industry logos on their shirts. So this is, I don't know how well you can see it, but this is a photograph of the homestead where that happened. Those are the horses, and that's a well in the foreground. And this is a photograph of the spring where the methane migrated, and now the bubbles coming up are indicative of that migration. So there are a number of monologues like that in the book, but then other poems are more like the one I'm going to read next, which is just a collage of different kinds of language that I encountered as I was investigating this and talking with people. So there's like a bumper sticker, there's a t-shirt. When I go like this, it's language from an industry website. is an etymology, and then a conversation I had with a student of mine here at Penn State. And I'm going to show you the photograph that goes with this poem first, because this is the official spelling. I guess it shows up backwards. The official spelling of frack or fracking omits the K, because it's the short form of fracturing. But it's because of the protesters that now the official spelling of that word includes a K. So at least there's one little victory. I read today in the New York Times that they're just revealing that the Environmental Protection Agency in 2010, 2011 approved the inclusion of three known carcinogenics in the frack fluid that's used to, that they're flushing down and breaking up the Marcellus Shale and other shale formations. And it's still going on. I mean, we don't hear much about it because of the pandemic and other things, but it's still going on. It's still going on in Pennsylvania. Okay. I'll conclude with this poem then. F word. Without the K, it looks less violent. Water pressure creates fractures that allow oil and gas to escape as if they were trapped under tight regulatory control. Blame the fractivists, fracademics. A bumper sticker claims, "I'm surrounded by gas holes." Frack her till she blows, says a t-shirt stretched over a roughneck's belly at the Williamsport Wegmans. Frackville, PA, named for Daniel Frack, Vrack, from Middle Low German, greedy, stingy, damaged, useless. Are you going to say what the word suggests? A student timidly asks. To women, I mean. Frack it, a sophomore explains, is that hoodie worn over a spaghetti strap dress to a frat house, an old jacket that won't matter if it gets stolen or left behind on a flagstone patio, splattered with someone else's vomit. Okay, and next I think we have Stephen.